did he put that new song there for? Well, to be sung. Supposed to sing. We got Canary Bird, and he forgot how to sing. So we named him Moody. And then we got another one, and that fella sang, and we called him Sankey. So Sankey got Moody jealous, and Moody started singing again. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm not Moody. He's put a new song in my mouth. I'm so glad. It makes my mouth feel good. Glory to God. It really does. It feels very good, this wonderful song. It has a wonderful taste. It has a heavenly taste. The Bible says, I will praise thee with joyful lips. Are your lips ever happy? I mean in the Lord. Well, you can make them very happy by singing that new song. That's what God gave you that new song for. And just think how wonderful that is. The birds upon the treetops sing their song. The angels chant their chorus all day long. And only man is vile. Only men and women are vile. They've got poison in their mouth. Especially when they smoke or chew. And when they talk bad. But you and I have life in our mouth. Life. The life of Jesus. Glory to God. Nobody can speak in tongues but Jesus. You can't, but Jesus can. And he's put that new song in your mouth. Oh, glory to God. I know God likes to hear it. He says he's seeking such who worship him in the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Beloved, we ought to sing more than we do. We ought to praise him more than we do. We ought to speak in tongues more than we do. You know, your tongues become stifled if you don't use them in the Holy Spirit. And so when God puts praise into the meeting, why, you ought to use your instrument. You ought to get that volume up. Turn up the volume. Praise the Lord and glory to God. Many shall see and hear, the Bible says, and shall trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh God, I'm so thankful that we can sing to you with your own song, with your own harmony. Glory to God.